God came to earth as he had been promising for centuries in the Old Testament. Several prophets were telling us that the Messiah would come. God was making covenant relationship with us from the very beginning of the prophecies. His dream for us was always a covenant relationship with us. Now we need to understand the word covenant. A lot of people automatically insert the word contract. Those are not the same word. For instance, a contract is an exchange of goods, money. There's a buy and sell. There may be a term to it for a period of time, and generally a contract expires. It can be renewed. It's not a covenant. A covenant is an exchange of persons. I share me with you, you share you with me forever. There's a prayer in the Mass when the priest is putting a drop of water into the cup, into the chalice, before the consecration of the wine. And the prayer is, we want to share Jesus' divinity as he shared with us, so that we may, that he came to share in our humanity, we're going to share in his divinity. There's an exchange when God becomes man. The way the Old Testament writers would write about this would be the way God would have an exchange in a sacrifice of a goat. Instead of doing it with a human being, they'd do it with a goat or a sheep. In our Christian understanding, we become the goat. But the first one who did it was Jesus. That's the exchange. It's a total, complete exchange between persons. And it's a major theme in our faith. It's actually the basis of our Catholic faith. It's a major theme in the Old Testament. God comes to us. God makes covenant with us. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "See, I am now establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you." A covenant is an unbreakable bond. Once it's done, it can't be undone. You maybe have some experience where people will go from one Protestant church to the other and they have to be rebaptized. And the idea is it's like a brand new contract. You're now making a contract with this church that's different from the one you made in the last church. That's not covenant. That's contract. Once you've been baptized, it can never be taken away from you. It can't be undone. You cannot be unbaptized. It's impossible. You can trash it. You can deny it. But you can't undo it. What's fascinating about this unbreakable bond is the disparity between the two parties making the covenant. On the one hand, you've got God, Almighty God, creator of the universe. And on the other side is me and you. Talk about an imbalance in an agreement, in a covenant. And he wants to give us himself. And he takes on our likeness. That's what he did. He offers us eternal friendship. He offers us eternal life. God invites us into covenant life with him. We're either free to either accept God's covenant or reject it. We're totally free. He gave us free will. And if you choose to ignore it, that's the same thing as rejecting it. You really only have two options: accept it or reject it. How do we respond? How on earth do you respond to a covenant like that? And you have to respond. Somebody just laid a whole lot of stuff on the table in front of you, more than you can possibly ransom yourself. You can't purchase it. How do you enter into that contract? And you have to enter into the covenant. Well, the first thing you have to do is acknowledge it. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I see the offer of your covenant, and I'm overwhelmed by it, and I don't know how to respond to it. I'm here. I accept it. But it's a bigger mystery than I can understand. But I accept it. And the church has given us ways to show our response to that amazing covenant. Baptismal promises. Our baptism is a way to respond to it. When we say the creed at Mass, we're essentially repeating our baptismal vows, our promises. I get it. Yeah, no, I don't want Satan, and I believe in God, Almighty Father, and I believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, and I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. That's the beginning of a response that we do, and it happens first time in baptism. Keeping God's commandments is another way of responding to the covenant, the Ten Commandments. He gave us the Ten Commandments to show us how to conduct ourselves in that covenant. There's a certain covenant behavior that when we accept it, that's what we do. That's how we show we're in covenant. The Ten Commandments, all of them. Jesus told the apostles in the very last paragraph of the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says to them, there were 11 at this time, He says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Teaching the covenant. It has to be learned. That's part of our response. His commandments include keeping holy the Lord's day. Third commandment of the Ten Commandments is keep holy the Sabbath. It's the Lord's day. He says, I gave you 6 days to do whatever you want to do. Can't you spend one with me? It's a family relationship covenant response. Our marriage covenants. Marriage covenants are a wonderful image, a reflection of the covenant that God wants with us. And He actually uses throughout Scripture marriage as a metaphor, as an example of what He wants to do with us. He wants to marry us. And He wants us to respond in that marriage, where two become one flesh. Covenant relationship is also reflected in our faithfulness to the church. How does that work? Well, I guess the most important thing is accepting the teaching authority of the church. I'm not the one who sets the rules. I'm not the one who teaches covenant. I have to learn about it. Who's the authority? The Roman Catholic Church. It's the magisterium. We use that all the time, and we might sometimes find it an irritant, find difficulty with it. But most of the people disagree with the church, disagree with things that the church doesn't believe in. So there's a lot of confusion going on. And the best thing to do is to be a good disciple. Learn what the real thing is. I encounter things all the time where people say, well, I'm against the church because of X. I say, well, you're against the wrong thing because church doesn't teach that. And we run into that all the time. We respond to the covenant by accepting what the church teaches us. And we gather together in community to praise God, to adore Him together as a community. As we have those examples taught to us throughout the entire scripture from Old Testament to New Testament. Our tithes are a form of responding to the Holy Covenant. Our tithes say to God, everything you gave me, everything I have, came from you. There's nothing I have that didn't come from you. Now, in the marriage covenant, you would tell partners, each other, that everything I have is yours. And that's what happens in the covenant of marriage. This covenant's bigger than that covenant. And the example that the church teaches us and scripture from the beginning is God doesn't want it all. He gives it to you because he wants you to have it, because he knows you're going to use it and you need to do good things with it. But a tithe is one-tenth the part of your income, of your wealth. And it's an important way to even measure how are we doing in our side of the covenant relationship. I've received your promise. I've received your blessings. Here I am, Lord. You can count on me. I get it. I accept the covenant. And it's hard for some people. It took me several years to convince myself and my wife, we're going to be tithing Christians the way we're taught. And when we got there, it wasn't as painful as we thought. As a matter of fact, God has a way of blessing the gifts we give. It's a beautiful phenomenon. We've been preparing for this day for two or three weeks now. The idea that we're parishioners, we're tied together, we're sharing covenant. That's what we're doing. We're sharing our time, we're sharing our talents, we're sharing our ministries, and today we're going to share our goods. So in your seats, you have some yellow cards. If you don't have one, raise your hand. This is one per family, really, is all we really need.